Tom, when we talk about Agritain, obviously a product that's been around a while, but, you know, like anything else, there's a lot of work, a lot of research, a lot of efforts done, a lot of scientific data, and that's something you are really concentrating on, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we're very committed to bringing some science-based solutions to nutrient management in U.S. agriculture. If you look at Agritain, it's probably one of the most trialed products in this category. I think we've trialed it with over 180 different researchers and institutions, well over a decade. And so when we kind of go into that whole scientific integrity, what we're really trying to set ourselves apart with is that there's a lot of product claims that are made in the industry, but at the same time, we're trying to go out with just sort of that extra rigor, making sure that we've got replicated data, independent researchers actually looking at the data, where possible, actually having peer-reviewed and published reports on it. So we really want a producer, when he sees the Agritain brand or knows that Koch Agronomic Services is behind a product, to really feel confident that it is backed in science and that he can really understand that how that product's going to bring him value.
And is this information available for them where they can research it more themselves to see what it can do for them?
Yeah, we actually try to research with a lot of the leading land-grant universities, and like some people like Dr. Dennis Hancock, University of Georgia, and, Beth Kertal at Auburn. And so we really go around the country and make sure that we're working with those land-grant universities so that local producers can go to an independent source and also ask a lot of questions. I mean, we really want to make sure that they understand the way that our products work, what they do, and also what they don't do. And so working with a lot of those people really feel like gives us that coverage in those local markets.
And I realize we could stand there and talk all day about what Agritain does, but in kind of a quick synopsis, what will it do for growers then? What can it do?
Actually, when you surface apply urea, it's subject to a lot of loss. When that granule sits on the top of the surface, it's the term is actually urea volatilization, but what it means is just it's gassing off. You can't really see it, but it's doing that. And you can lose up to 40% plus of your nitrogen. And as significant an investment as nitrogen is today for producers, keeping that nitrogen in place to make sure that that's going to equate to yield is as important as it's ever been. And so what Agritain does is it actually acts on the urease enzyme to stop that gassing off, so to speak, and allow time for that urea to be able to get into the ground, whether it be via rainfall or mechanical incorporation, so that that nitrogen stays in its place.
I realize timing's everything on whatever you apply, but, we've done a lot of stories over the past about nitrogen loss, and that's the bottom line to it. You're going to help them with that product.
Exactly. I mean, Agritain, if they don't come away with anything else, just the understanding that Agritain is going to keep that nitrogen in place and hopefully keep it available for the crop.
Sounds good. But you really seem, you kind of light up when you talk about the product. You really believe in what you could do for it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's one of those things, if you look at this industry, we've had a lot of advancement on, the genetic side. I think that's always easy for people to point to. Crop protection's always had a pretty robust pipeline of products with resistance issues and things. We just haven't seen the level of innovation in nutrient management that we really think is possible. And we were very excited to establish this new business in Koch, do the Agritain acquisition. But we're putting a lot of investment in our R&D group, our agronomy capability, bringing on a number of PhDs to work and, look at new products and new innovations that we can bring to U.S. agriculture.
Give us that website address one more time.
It's agritain.com.